Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on hope, having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the clemency, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, or Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, shak al-rawi, wa la yadurru shakku fi ayni al-sahabi, liannahum kulluhum udul. قال لما كان غزوة تبوك أصاب الناس مجاعة فقالوا يا رسول الله لو أذنت لنا فنحرنا نواضحنا فأكلنا ودهنا فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم افعلوا فجاء عمر رضي الله عنه فقال يا رسول الله إن فعلت قل الظهر ولكن ادعهم بفضل أزوادهم ثم ادعوا الله لهم عليها بالبركة لعل الله أن يجعل في ذلك البركة فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم فدعا بنطع فبسطه ثم دعا بفضل أزوادهم فجعل الرجل يجيء بكف ذرة ويجيء بكف تمر يجيء بكف ذرة ويجيء بكف تمر ويجيء الآخر بكسرة حتى اجتمع على النطع من ذلك شيء يسير فدعا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالبركة ثم قال خذوا في أوعيتكم فأخذوا في أوعيتهم حتى ما تركوا في العسكر وعاء إلا ملأوه وأكلوا حتى شبعوا وفضل فضلة فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله لا يلقى الله بها عبد غير شاك فَيُحْجَبُ عَنِ الْجَنَّةِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمُ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, or Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, the narrator is unsure about who the narrator of the hadith is. So here we see that the person is narrating the hadith, he is saying that I am unsure whether it is Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu or it is Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. First lesson we learn before we even go into the hadith: if we're not sure about something, say we're not sure. He could have just said, you know, to show that my knowledge, how much knowledge I got, or he could have thought to himself, doesn't make a difference, like how the explanation is given here by Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, that every sahabi is just, every sahabi is honest. So it doesn't make a difference which sahabi narrated it. The fact that a sahabi has narrated the hadith, that in itself is sufficient evidence for us that it is true, because sahaba wouldn't make up a story. But the lesson that we take, just at the beginning here, just before we can even start the lesson that we're taking, is that we're not sure of something, then we should be very clear that we're not sure. This is the beautiful science of hadith. So the narrator is saying, An Abi Hurairata radiallahu anhu, O Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. One of the two narrated, I'm not sure. So Shakar Rawi, the person who's narrating, he let it known that he's not sure. And up till now, can you imagine how many years later, we're still saying that the narrator is not sure exactly who it was. This is the honesty of the science of hadith. Anyway, so Imam Nawawi rahmatullah explains it's of no consequence because all the sahaba were completely reliable. So anyway, the hadith goes that during the expedition of Tabuk, the people were suffering from hunger. So they said, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you permit us, we will slaughter our camels, eat their meat, and use the fat. So three things will happen is we'll slaughter our animals, these camels, we can eat their meat, and we can use the fat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed. He said, all right, you may do so. Now they were extremely hungry. They needed food. So this was the idea that they had come up with, that we'll slaughter our camels. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he explained, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you do so, our conveyances will decrease. Rather ask them to bring their remaining provisions and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that He puts blessings in them. So look, he came with another suggestion. He came with another rai. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted his suggestion. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was a very, very great personality. Many times he would say something and later on wahi will come down to conform with what Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is saying. So anyway, this was the suggestion of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. If you're going to slaughter these animals, we will have no conveyances. How are we going to move? So what a beautiful suggestion he gave. He said, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask them to bring whatever remaining provision. You make dua, especially to Nabi sallam, you make dua, so that Allah ta'ala puts barakat in whatever provisions they are. In this way, Allah ta'ala may place barakah in the provisions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed with Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, and then he requested for a leather mat which be spread out and asked the people to bring their remaining provisions. Some brought a handful of grain, others brought a handful of dates, and yet others a piece of bread. Only one, some people just brought one piece of bread. Whatever they had, this was Sahaba. There was no such thing as only if I got so much, then I'll take. Whatever I got, I took. So this was the bare takalluf, that lack of having too much of style, as we would say, or too much of red tape. Whatever they had, they brought it. This is what we got. This, imagine, one piece of bread the person bring. That all he's got on the journey as a provision. So everyone put whatever they had, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for barakat. Can you imagine now? What a scene. This is out in jihad. Sahaba got no food. Everyone is bringing whatever they got left over. Put it there on a leather mat. And now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua for barakat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for barakat and said to the people, now you fill your utensils with this. They began filling their utensils and every single utensil in the army was full. SubhanAllah, look at it. Huh? Some people didn't have anything. Every single container that they could find, they filled it. This was the blessings of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They ate until they were satiated and there was still food left over. So they filled the utensils, they ate until they could eat and there was still food left over. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. This is the part of the hadith that ties up with the chapter of hope that we're doing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah Ta'ala, and I am the Rasul of Allah. So first Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam testified to reaffirm the faith, the yaqeen and the iman of Sahaba. There is none worthy of worship except Allah Ta'ala, and I am the Rasul of Allah. One who meets, now Rasulullah sallam mentioned, one who meets Allah Ta'ala with these two testimonies, without doubting them, will not be prevented from Jannah. So a person believes in these two things, that I am Allah, I am the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and believes that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. So these are the two things that he believes in. Then what will happen is that he doesn't have any doubt. So he believes without any doubt, then he will not be prevented from Jannah. We explain this, that a person that commits gunas, he commits sins, the system of Allah is to put a person first in Jahannam, cleanse him, purify him, ultimately he will go into Jannah. We must make dua to Allah Ta'ala that he allows us from allowing from those people that get dukhuli awwali. Dukhuli awwali is those people that get the first entry into Jannah. No talk about going to Jahannam, no cleansing process, nothing. First batch and first group, we must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is difficult. But the hope that this hadith gives us is that the person won't be prevented. He just has, look at it, not talking about anything else, not talking about tahajjud namaz, not talking about tilawat, not talking about any other nafil actions. Just have firm yaqeen. It shows us the clemency, kindness, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean a person goes into guna, it is foolish, but it gives a person hope that Allah is willing to give so much for so little. Therefore, what is the vastness and greatness and magnificence of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.